Senator Chris Van Hollen traveled to El Salvador today in the hopes of meeting with a Maryland man wrongly deported there. But the vice president who we met with refused to allow the meeting.
I said, I'm not asking him to smuggle Mr. Abrego Garcia in the United States. I'm simply asking him to open the door of CECOT and let this innocent man walk out.
A federal judge says he's found probable cause to hold the Trump administration in contempt for violating his orders on deportation flights. Linda Kenyon has that.
The finding follows the administration's refusal to follow the judge's order to turn around the planes that were carrying Venezuelan migrants to a prison in El Salvador. While the White House plans to appeal, Loyola law professor Lori Levinson says this is just the beginning.
We are moving closer and very quickly to a real conflict between the courts and the administration.
The judge says the migrants did not receive due process. The White House says the president is protecting the country. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
President Trump is taking part in meetings with Japanese officials to discuss tariffs. CBS's Weijia Jiang at the White House.
Actually rare for the president to sit in on a meeting like the leader of the other country as well, and just the principals below that leader or high staff members. But this is a president who prides himself on being the deal maker in chief, and we know how important the issue of tariffs is to him.
The Justice Department is suing the state of Maine for defying President Trump's order banning transgender athletes from girls' sports. More from Michael Wallace.
Pam Bondi claims Maine is violating Title IX and discriminating against women.
This is about sports. This is also about these young women's personal safety.
President Trump is threatening to cut off Maine's federal funding over the issue. Democratic Governor Janet Mills says she's read the Constitution.
It doesn't allow him to make laws out of whole cloth by tweet or Instagram post or press release or executive order.
Michael Wallace, CBS News.
The Trump administration plans to eliminate the IRS's Direct File program, the electronic system for filing tax returns directly to the agency for free. It was developed during the Biden presidency, and users say it makes tax filing fast and cheaper. Republicans and tax preparation firms say it's a waste of taxpayer dollars because programs already exist. Tech stocks led the sell-off on Wall Street today. At the closing, Jones Industrials off 690. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. It was an 8-7 vote that determined the new council president. After swearing in new members last night, the Racine Common Council elected 7th District Alder Maurice Horton to be president, with David Mack coming up a little short. Horton quickly appointed committee members, a power that recently shifted from the mayor to the council president. A free training program will be held tomorrow at the Gateway Racine campus. Racine County Emergency Management and the National Weather Service are hosting the event to teach people about how to recognize and report severe weather. It runs from 6 to 8. The Racine Common Council approved an agreement this week with a company called CityWise. They have the software that runs a searchable database of residential rental properties. The tool aims to improve access to rental housing information within the city. And new scholarship funds are available for students heading to college. You can find out where the funds are coming from and how to apply online. Read all about it at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
A Brewers win today. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers beat the Tigers 5-1 to take that series 2-1. Jose Quintana gets the win. Last night, it was the Brewers' Quinn Priester. Did he know he had a no-hitter going into the sixth?
Yeah, but I also was kind of aware that the pitch count was up there and likely was going to have to turn the ball over. Unfortunately, didn't turn the ball over with the zero on the hit column still. Jared came in, dominated, got, you know, saved me that run and saved us that run, and the bullpen just shut it down.
College football, Wisconsin Badgers need a new starting left tackle. Luke Fickell announcing that Kevin Haywood suffered a torn ACL during the team's spring practices last Thursday. He'll be out for the season. NBA, the Bucks' Damian Lillard is back on the court after missing the past month with a blood clot in his right calf muscle. Bucks head coach Doc Rivers.
It's just really skeleton stuff. No contact. He can exert himself more, which is good.
The Bucks face the Pacers Saturday in round one of the playoffs. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, a low in the mid-30s. Partly cloudy, chance of showers in the afternoon, even some thunderstorms in the evening and breezy. Highs in the upper 50s. Still some storms around Friday, high near 70. It's 42 right now.
It's Herman's Hermits on WRJN. Are you ready for four things you did not know yesterday? Here we go. Thing number one, Alaska is so large it could hold 21 of the smallest states. Thing number two, lip syncing during live performances is illegal in China and could result in the performer having to pay large fines. Thing number three, Kentucky citizens have to bathe at least once a year. It's the law. And thing number four, you can increase your risk of stroke if you blow your nose too hard. And those are four things you did not know yesterday.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy. And let me try with pleasured hands to take you in this time to promise.
What's your name? Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy?
Is he rich? Is he rich like me? Has he taken any time?
Any time to show?
To show you what you need to live.
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why.
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for
like me. Has he taken
any time to show?
To show you what you need to live.
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why.
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for love.
Park to Pershing Park. Local news and timeless hits.
We'll be right back.
local news and timeless hints on WRJN. Have you been listening to the Don Rosen Morning Show this week? He's got your chance to win tickets to the Milwaukee Film Festival, which is coming up April 24th through May 8th. Every kind of film, from hard-hitting documentaries to lighthearted comedies, will be shown. Don has your tickets between 6 and 9 a.m. You want details? Go to WRJN.com.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day, the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. We forget to hit the pause button in the hustle of daily life. Slow down for a sweet treat. Mouth-watering cobbler crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Or shake up your taste buds with a puddin' shake in freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Spring has arrived, and so have the sweet smell of fresh cream pies at Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. That taste like sunshine, banana cream, lemon meringue, and key lime. Perfect for Easter, family gatherings, or just treating yourself. Don't wait until these springtime favorites sell out fast. Call or stop in today to place your order and guarantee yourself some heavenly happiness. Open Tuesday through Saturday, Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Spring is right around the corner, and after a long winter, it's time to shake off the salt and bring back that showroom shine. At Professional Detail, they specialize in full detailing, polishing, waxing, interior deep cleaning, headlight restoration, ceramic coatings, even removing those pesky light scratches. Don't drive into spring in a dull, dirty ride when you can turn heads with a flawless finish. Professional Detail, located at 2405 Lathrop Avenue in Racine, open at 8 to 5. Get your car shining like new because it deserves the best.
Home Harbor, Racine's premier assisted living community, is where luxury comfort and compassionate care create a perfect place to call home. From fine dining to personal care assistance, Home Harbor has everything you need. With 24-hour secure entrances, peace of mind is always part of the package. Take advantage of their special offer going on now. 1 month free or up to $1,000 off first month. See why Home Harbor is the best choice for assisted living. Stop by 1600 Ohio Street for a tour or visit homeharborracine.com.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
WRJN's renewed commitment to Racine not only includes local news and timeless hits, but the people of WRJN who work every day to make a positive difference in our community. Don Rosen features folks who do exactly that. Weekday mornings between 6 and 9, from local history, entertainment, and politics. Don keeps you in touch with the people who shape our city. WRJN.
Up on the roof.
When this old world starts getting me down, and people are just too much for me to face, I'm way to the top of the stairs, and all my cares just drift right into space. Down in the street. keep a telling you, right smack dab in the middle of town, I found a paradise that's trouble-proof. And if this world starts getting you down, there's room enough for two up on the roof, up on.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. I don't get this. It says here in Germany, a woman divorced her husband. Why? Because he kept cleaning the house. Hey, ladies, the line forms on the right.
Kiss me each morning for a million years. Your side, tell me you love me a million years. Then if it don't work out, then you can tell me goodbye. My coffee with a morning kiss, soft dreams sigh. Tell me you love me for a million years. Then if it don't work out, then you can tell me goodbye. Go, I won't tell you no, just so that we can say we tried. Tell me you love me for a million years. Then if it don't work out, then if it don't work out, then you can tell me goodbye.
WRJN. It's the little old lady from Pasadena. From Pasadena.
she'll give them a leg, then she'll shut them down.
WRJN has brought you local news and now timeless hits too, and we have partnered with the Racine County Eye to bring you the largest, most experienced local news team in Racine County. Hear the breaking news and headlines here on WRJN and then read them in greater detail at RacineCountyEye.com. For 98 years, WRJN has been your home for local news, and now with the Racine County Eye, we got you covered better than ever. We're going to get you into that news center in just a moment.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. In one of the biggest changeovers in years, Racine's Common Council welcomed 10 new alders last night. The impact of the election earlier this month resulted in four sitting out of their seats and one incumbent barely holding on to her. Another new member was appointed seat. Maurice Horton and Marlo Harmon were elected president and vice president in close votes. You can go deeper on the council's first actions last night at RacineCountyEye.com. A free storm spotter training session will be held in Racine County tomorrow. The event at Gateway Technical College will teach storm safety basics and how to report severe weather through the Skywarn program. It's being held from 6 to 8 at Gateway in Racine. And another reminder about Racine road work. Starting Monday, Main Street in Racine will be closed between Gould and Augusta. The closure for road reconstruction will last through late June. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Queen Marinette Run the River Powerboat Races June 7th and 8th. More details at fishonmarinette.com.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, a low in the mid-30s. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy, chance of showers in the afternoon, even some thunderstorms in the evening and breezy. Highs in the upper 50s. Still some storms around Friday, high near 70. It's 42 right now.
Just yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone. Suzanne, the plans they made put an end to you. I walked out this morning and I wrote down this song. I just can't remember who to send it to. I've seen fire and I've seen rain. Seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. take a stand. You just got to see me through another day. My body and my time is at hand. Days that I thought would end. Been walking my mind to an easy time, my back turned towards the sun. Lord knows when the cold wind blows, it'll turn your head around. Well, there's hours of time on the telephone line to talk about things to come. Sweet dreams and flying machines in pieces on the ground. Oh, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you, baby, one more time again. Thought I'd see you one more time again. There's just a few things coming my way this time around now. Thought I'd see.
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN, good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Hey, Robin.
Hey, Kurt.
My friend Robin's here. And question for you. Let's suppose I'm going to take you out shopping.
Mm-hmm. All right? Okay.
We're going to buy you some new clothes. You pick out a few things. Mm-hmm. You get them in your bag. You take them home. Here's the question. Mm-hmm. Before you wear them, do you wash them?
I don't.
No? Okay.
You know, I never really even put much thought into that.
All right. Take it out of the package and...
Cut the tags off.
Yep, there you go.
Some people don't even cut the tags off. Then they return them, and yeah. I'm probably wearing it.
All right. What if you buy it used? Then do you wash it?
You know, I buy a lot of, used clothing, you know...
Consignment shops,
you know, Goodwill.
Sure.
Yes, I do. Because if, you know, they throw these, you know, you wear it or whatever, you don't want it, you throw it into a bag, you can't remember the last time you wore it, and then you send it off. And then that's why people lose money all the time, like in suitcases or pockets, because they don't check everything. And then, voila, it gets into, you know, the store I'm at and I buy it. And then I will bring it home and wash it.
You will bring it home and wash it. I think new things, the only thing I would probably wash is sometimes men buy it like a dress shirt and it's really starchy. You know, it's really.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. In that case, mm-hmm. just to soften it up a little bit, I probably would. But
yeah.
Otherwise, I'm with you. No, I just take it out, cut the tags off, put it on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm just hoping that some person who did wear deodorant tried that on or. did take a shower in the past couple
All right.
days.
Now that you say that, now I'm washing everything first.
Me too, but thanks for taking me shopping, Kurt.
You're welcome, anytime. There's my friend Robin who joins us from time to time on WRJM.
I've been lonely too long. I've been lonely too long. In the past, they've come and gone. I feel like I can't go on. I've been lonely too long. I've been lonely too long. I've been lonely too long. As I look back, I can see me lost and searching. I find that I can choose. I'm free. I feel like I can't go on.
Now look at me, gliding through this world of beauty. Everything I do brings ecstasy.
Yeah.
Finger on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. We are inching closer to our season with the Racine Raiders football team. We have renewed our partnership with them after a several-year absence. You can hear the Racine Raiders right here on our airwaves again in 2025. All the home games, all the away games, the Racine Raiders coming up beginning in May on WRJN.
What would your community be like without UW-Madison? The UW is one of the country's leading hubs for supporting life-changing research. UW-Madison helps make a healthier Wisconsin, build strong businesses, and win the war for talent, not just in Madison, but across our entire state. Visit uw.com/UW7 to take UW-Madison state budget. That's uwalumni.com/UW7, paid for by the Wisconsin Alumni Association.
Something big is happening at Racine Riverside Marine. It's the 2025 Spring Launch and Open House event, Saturday, May 3rd, starting at 10 a.m. with Smith Nelson Project playing from 6 to 9 p.m. Pico's Food Truck will serve up delicious food, while free ice-cold beer and soda will keep the good vibes flowing. Win raffle prizes and get out on the water in a Robalo. New vibe, new theme, same legendary marina. Stop by Racine Riverside Marine at 950 Erie Street for all your boating needs and launch into spring the right way.
Step into Comet Smoke. Comet Smoke has it all. CBD, vapes, Delta 9, premium cigars, accessories, and wellness products for sleep and stress relief. This 420, Comet Smoke is celebrating you with 20% off store-wide. All this week through April 20th. Stock up on your favorites. Open weekdays from 10 till 7, Saturdays 10 till 5, Sundays noon till 5. Comet Smoke, 9549 South Chicago Road in Oak Creek. Additional questions, call 414-865-0980. Comet Smoke wishes you a happy 420.
Whether you're a seasoned pro or a new golfer, think beyond the green at X-Golf Kenosha. Experience world-class golf simulators in a lively setting with delicious food, top-notch service, and a full bar. Tee off on one of 50 renowned courses, fine-tune your swing at the driving range, take a lesson with their PGA Pro Ray, or join a league for some friendly competition. Need club repairs or re-gripping? They've got you covered. Book your tee time at xgolfkenosha.com and swing by the lounge off Highway 50 just west of Green Bay Road.
Craving something sweet? Linda's Sugar Bliss is Racine's hidden gem for homemade treats. Every bite is a taste of heaven. Decadent cookies, cakes, melt-in-your-mouth pastries, bakery happiness made from scratch just for you. Need for a special occasion? Linda has you covered. Whether you're celebrating or simply satisfying your sweet tooth, Linda's Sugar Bliss brings a touch of homemade warmth to your home, one treat at a time. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-275-1033.
Your expenses this month were way higher than you expected. Also, you forgot to renew your website domain, and now you're in a bidding war.
You should see the look on your face.
At Progressive, we know small business owners don't usually like surprises because they cost you money. But a good surprise that could save you money? Getting a commercial auto quote from Progressive.
Plus, the fridge died in the break room, and now everything smells weird.
Surprise yourself. See if you can save in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
I can do about it. Roll up.
years, WRJN has brought you local news, and now Timeless. Coming up, CBS News at 5, and we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. Also on the way, today's 5 o'clock class reunion featuring the class of 61. Three great songs, one great year. It's all coming up.
Left a good job in the city.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. A federal judge said today he's found probable cause to hold the Trump administration in criminal contempt of court for violating his orders to turn around planes carrying deportees to El Salvador. Legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
He's saying, I said I gave you orders. You keep ignoring my orders. And I'm getting tired of this. And I want to set a standard that there is, in fact, separation of powers. And when a federal judge issues an order, the president of the United States and his Justice Department is obligated to follow it.
The judge warned he could hold hearings and potentially refer the matter for prosecution if the administration doesn't change course. One of those on the flights was a Maryland man who the White House claims was a gang member. Senator Chris Van Hollen is in El Salvador today trying to get some answers. He met with that country's vice president.
His answer was that the Trump administration is paying the government of El Salvador to keep him at CECOT.
Van Hollen was refused a meeting with Abrego Garcia at that prison. Stocks finished lower today. Business reporter Jason Brooks.
The Dow tanked by 700 points and the S&P 500 fell over 2% after Fed Chair Jerome Powell said he's concerned that the tariffs will be more pronounced than anticipated, likely heating up inflation and slowing growth.
California has become the first state to sue over tariffs. CBS News correspondent Matt Piper reports.
California Governor Gavin Newsom has filed a lawsuit.